wandered around to the back of the petrochemical plant where they found Mr. Guackin's jacket in 1974. Sleeves turned inside out with a tin of sweet corn in each pocket. The rumours surrounding his disappearance are many and varied, though we should, for the time being at least, accept the version of events given to us by the lamentable chap himself on his eventual return. In doing this, however, we must also keep in our thoughts the findings of better minds and conclude that Guackin as is no longer represents Guackin as was. Piecing together an occasional vague sentence and some garbled chanting heard during the small hours, it appears that our victim was making his way home from the Pessimist Festival in Mollington when he was set upon by a gang of miscreants, chief malefactor of whom was a particularly vicious character going by the name of Bridgedale, so called on account of a thermal sock with which he gloved his fist whenever he became tetchy and needed to punch something. Unable to comply with the rabble's hot-tempered demands for unreasonable things such as cathedral juice and vicar shit, the heavily pummeled innocent was dragged into the churchyard of St. Lawrence and there left to his own devices, next to the grave of young Nelson Burt, whose own tragic tale is of particular interest to the local historian. It is believed that within 20 minutes of this episode, a further attack was witnessed by one Slow Dempsey of Woodside Farm, who alleged that he saw the aforementioned Bridgedale scuttle a full 400 feet along the Wervin Turnpike to deliver a perfect haymaker onto a stray colt. This afternoon I visited Daniel Guackin in the confined place which he will probably never leave. I was offered redbush tea and a fig roll. The pleasantry gave hope for lengthy discourse, but cheer was swiftly dismissed as the pitiful subject proceeded to gaze out of a large window for what seemed like an age, before turning around to fix me with pitch-black sockets, which simply said, "Help me." Then came the song.